This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. A plan that's very different from any comprehensive plan the town of Normal has adopted before would change most noticeably the community's layout and housing and transportation, according to those instrumental in its development. The town of Normal Council adopted the plan at its regular meeting, and in the studio to talk a little more about the plan is Mayor Chris Koos. The community's mayors join us on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Koos, thanks for stopping by.
Good to be here.
The theme running through this plan is complete, connected, and compact. What does that mean to you?
Well, that has multiple meanings on it. Complete is a plan that covers all aspects of planning in our community. It talks about housing. It talks about city centers, whether they be commercial or governmental. It talks about parks. It talks about streets and the multiple users that you'll find on streets these days. So the complete part is it's more of a holistic look at our community.
And compact?
Compact is very important. That's something that this council and previous councils have focused on, is the fact that we need to be very mindful of the physical footprint of our community in terms of how the community grows. One of the things that came out of the plan was the fact that we have too much single-family housing. The studies on that said that there's more than the market can absorb in the next 10 years or so. A lot of that had to do with the recession that we came out of, and we have some 4,000 lots of single-family platted, not necessarily under construction.
Sure.
Built.
Current annexation agreements
right.
could mean 4,000 new housing units in the area, areas that are not complete now, not connected or compact. How are you and how do you think council and staff are thinking about past annexation agreements in light of this new comp plan, and how do you think you'll move forward?
Well, I think, you know, we have to move in tandem with the private sector in terms of what they might want to do with their land. But they're pragmatists at the end of the day, the people that control that land. And, they're not going to build houses on that land unless they see a demand for it. So we'll have to look at those. The lifespan of a annexation agreement for property that has not been developed is 20 years. So at the end of that 20 years, we may need to take a look at those, some of those annexations.
And by take a look, do you think that could mean saying no to some of those future far-flung annexations along the periphery of the town of Normal?
Absolutely. It's well within the realm of possibility that could be the outcome.
There are some heavy lifts in this plan. For instance, the plan calls for an interconnected network of streets, sidewalks, and trails that will make walking, biking, and access to transit easy for all people by 2040. All people. How do you get there?
Well, you know, that's going to be up to staff and planning and working with the different agencies, Illinois Department of Transportation, Connect Transit, our engineering departments in that. We need to take a different look. We can't build our transportation infrastructure using 1970 modalities. We have to modernize and be ready for what people want, and they want that connectivity.
The plan recommends town leaders tackle or revisit this plan every 5 years or so to see if the town is still making progress and how external factors are affecting the plan. How do you think elected officials and city leaders will do that?
Well, part of the plan recommended some ways to measure outcomes, and some of these are national-based. Some of these have been developed locally. But you can't measure, you can't judge successful or a failure. So the ability to be able to measure outcomes and put them on a timeline, on a line of completion, if you will give us a better picture if we are indeed doing the right thing.
We heard from Bloomington Interim City Manager Steve Rasmussen on Monday's Sound Ideas, and we asked him how, as interim or perhaps permanent city manager, how he would use the city's comprehensive plan, or how any municipality should use the plan, either as a reference guide or as a Bible. What do you think?
Well, the town of Normal has had a history of adopting plans and working those plans, and we see that as a very active live document.
That quote opens the plan, I believe.
Thank you.
Plan the work the plan, that's your quote?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm I'm going to attribute that to Kent Carricker because I learned that from him. But I got the byline in the current plan, and that has been something that this council has taken very seriously. We will not adopt a plan that we're not going to vigorously attempt to implement.
So, as mayor, you would expect this plan to be top of mind as staff develops proposals or initiatives to make sure they're not incongruous with the comp plan.
And that's why they call it a comprehensive plan, right?
So, how do you think the last comp plan served the city and or the town? And what's an example of that?
Well, the last comp plan was a very, very different document. This document is more holistic in its approach to the community. The last plan, not to take away from it, was mostly land use and transportation. That's all it really talked
more
about.
More of a typical comprehensive plan.
And this one's a broader-based comprehensive plan. It gets into economic development. It gets into social
equity. The plan, in addition to being complete, connected, and compact, also breaks down the town and future development. You mentioned some of this, into neighborhoods, centers, and corridors. Will the town enact a revised regulation regarding parking, do you think, as it concerns some of those centers, minimum parking requirements?
I think that's always on the table when we look at it. We want to be realistic. We don't want to be onerous in our requirements for parking, but at the same time, we have to acknowledge that there is need for parking. So that's a balance, and those things change. As vehicle sales and vehicle uses change, we have to change with them.
Sure, and we have self-driving cars. Cars not only on the horizon, but happening in some communities already.
Correct.
So those cars would drop people off at parking lots, but not necessarily use those parking lots.
Well, and that's, there's a lot of study going on right now, people trying to see what an autonomous vehicle world looks like. There are a lot of people that will tell you that it will add more congestion because you'll have empty vehicles driving to and from destinations to pick people up and constantly on the road. It may not have it could reduce our need for parking, but it could increase our congestion on our streets.
Town planner Mercy Davison speculated that the town might enact a revised regulation regarding minimum parking requirements. Do you think that's something that you would support, or do you think the council might support that?
I would. And, we did what's called a parking impact zone on student housing around the university to take pressure off of neighborhoods for street parking and things like that. And I think we went a little too far in the parking enforcement requirements. I think we asked for more parking than was actually needed. Currently, a lot of the developers in that multifamily student market are building at that level because they want that. And, there's a paradigm in development, and I kind of understand it, but at the same time, it doesn't really make sense. You take a big box store and they build a new store, they always build 125% of what they feel they need for parking because they want people to have the to see empty parking, to say there's parking here. I'm not sure that that's a valid concept anymore.
Well, sure, and as it concerns those kinds of development, often the parking is the first thing fronting the street rather than the building.
Right.
And I think there are some changes like that this plan would address as well. So what do you think in 5 or 10 years will be the most dramatic changes residents will recognize as a result of the town adopting this plan? Will it be housing? Will it be transportation?
I would caution and say I don't think people are going to see really dramatic changes. I think they're going to see evolutionary changes, that things are going to move in a different direction that they've been moving in the last 20 years. And those changes come subtly. They're not in your face, and all of a sudden we've turned the world upside down. And that's from a proper planning techniques and build-out techniques and responding to the marketplace.
That's Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos. He joins us after Monday evening council meetings, most Tuesdays here on Sound Ideas. I want to get your perspective as a long-serving mayor working under a city manager form of government. The city of Bloomington is considering revising, weakening the mayor's ability to manage the agenda. The proposal would require 5 aldermen to sign off on putting something on the agenda and prevent the mayor from putting something on the agenda himself. Last night, they may have step back from that a little bit. It's unclear about what proposal will actually move forward. As mayor, what do you think of this proposal as a long-serving mayor of the Town of Normal?
Well, on the face of it, it goes against council manager form of government. I mean, a mayor's duties are pretty clearly defined, as are the city managers, in the form of government, the charter that set the form of government in place. And to do that to the mayor, just in my opinion, It would make my ability to try and cooperate with the city of Bloomington that much more difficult.
How so? Is that sort of who do you talk to as it concerns on the agenda in Bloomington and what's on the agenda in Normal?
Who is driving an agenda item that's important to that community? And so do I no longer talk to the mayor about how we cooperate on that, like I do now? We meet every 6 weeks. Terry and I meet probably once a week outside of that. So now I have six people I have to identify who I need to talk to.
The mayor and five aldermen.
Right.
What kind of input do you have on the agenda in the town of Normal?
The mayor sets the agenda by law, and that I think that's an important thing. The mayor can set the agenda by law. Now, most of the agenda setting actually gets done by the city manager because 90% of what's on the agenda is administrative.
Sure.
And that's the city manager's job. Now, there are things that I will look at that, you know, I will say I don't think this is ready to go forward. We'll discuss that. I'll discuss it with council. I'll discuss it with the city manager. And sometimes we say, no, that's not ready. Let's hold off on that. Or let's get this on. Council wants this dealt with. Let's get this on the agenda.
Assuming Terry Renner doesn't run for reelection, he could be gone in three years.
And I could be gone in 3 years.
Sure. Assuming that these changes are really aimed at Terry and not the office of mayor, should the council be taking these kinds of any council be taking these kinds of changes, do you think, or considering these kinds of changes if it is personality based?
It's my recommendation that you take a look at the long term implications of what you're doing, especially, you know, people will argue against this. But in my opinion, it is a change in the form of government. And you need to really be methodical and looking at a long-term outcome of what that is.
And does that methodical examination also include getting maybe some outside vetting, maybe from the Illinois City Managers Association or the International City Managers Association?
I think that's appropriate. You know, there are some people that argue that doing that to the mayor is illegal. It's not even legal to do that, to take powers away from the mayor by council action.
And we talked about your ability to manage the agenda as mayor. What about council in the town of Normal? Can they place things on the agenda? Is there a mechanism like there is the city of Bloomington?
There is a mechanism, and I can honestly tell you I don't know what it is in terms of how many council members it takes. I know it is codified, but frankly, we've never had to deal with that issue, so that's why I don't know.
So is it just a different culture? Obviously, it's a different culture in Normal, but is that part of what the difference is between Normal and Bloomington? Do council members just talk with city staff and the city manager and say, hey, these are something I'm thinking about, and they look at it, and it either comes back to the agenda or there's a further conversation with the elected official?
Well, I think a lot of it, Mike, comes out of our strategic planning, where we spend a day and a half, 2 days of really drilling down on what's important in the next year. And you know, at that point, we've reached agreement on it.
Plan the work and work the plan.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I mean, we're not always 100% in agreement, but, you know, there are things that I want to see as a priority that for the next coming year that the rest of the council doesn't share, so it doesn't become a priority. We have to have consensus on what moves forward, and that's what we do, and that's why we don't see this.
All right, Chris, always an interesting conversation. Thanks for coming by Sound Ideas. We appreciate it. Chris Koos is the mayor of the town of Normal, and we appreciate your time. Bloomington Normal's mayors are on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Mayor Terry Renner. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.